95.7 WZID. It's New Hampshire in the morning. Neil and Marga, as we know, October Breast Cancer Awareness Month. We've called it, what, Pinktober?
Pinktober. Yeah. It's time to pinky prunk it. Promise.
And, of course, we've got together with CMC's Breast Care Center. And joining us this morning is our nurse navigators. And we're joined by Don, Renee, and Elaine. And, Elaine, you want to start in talking about, so when a patient comes to you, what happens next?
Well, typically patients start with the imaging people. Mm-hmm. We're very fortunate to work with some great imaging professionals, mammographers, sonographers. They'll, whether it's a screening mammogram or a patient has come in with symptoms or lumps or that sort of thing, they get some good pictures, see if there's anything to be concerned about. Nursing's available at any point in the process, but we are absolutely involved when there's a concern and there's a need to do a biopsy.
I imagine it's good that you're there because when somebody does get that diagnosis, oh, there may be a problem here. What do I do? Because your world's been flipped upside down. So you're there to keep them.
Exactly. We provide the education. We look at their medical histories, sort of individualize what may need to happen in order to perform a biopsy safely. We get them in to see the breast surgeon, Dr. Ryan, and we schedule the biopsy exam, get them in for the procedure. And that's where it's the beginning of, if this will turn out to be a breast cancer diagnosis, that is where we will find that information out for sure.
I think the patients appreciate, too, that you're there step by step.
We are privileged to be part of that process, and we value that we are forming a relationship with a patient before there's an absolute diagnosis so that we have already established some level of support.
It's a crucial relationship to trust your medical team, and I think that's part of what you're building to and reminding everyone to come back every year. Get your mammogram, get screened, get your baseline so that you know you can measure, especially if you have dense breast tissue or if it's something genetic from your family. It's so important to keep coming back.
Absolutely. Outreach is extremely important. The goal is always to diagnose breast cancer as early as you can, and you need to do screening to do that. So that's where treatment, we see some wonderful miracles occur with early treatment.
And Renee, when else you're part of the team, so what else are women going to experience when they come and they're visiting you with the nurse navigators?
When they get diagnosed with Dr. Ryan, what they have to worry about is just basically themselves. They don't have to worry about scheduling appointments. They don't have to worry about financial needs. We have people that do that for them. They don't have to worry about getting there. They just need to worry about themselves and then we take care of the rest. Mm-hmm. We can hold their hands. We can just walk side by side by them, just knowing that they're not alone, that they have a cheering squad behind them of nurse navigators, imaging. Everybody's just, we're a family, and we think about them often. I think that's something important that they don't even realize, that when they're not there, we're wondering how they're doing in treatment. We get in touch with the other nurses. And
when we talk to survivors, they talk about how the follow-up is so critical. And for you, how you just said you follow them, yep. You don't let them forget that they need a follow-up. And I think that's so important because I don't think we hear about that people in the medical side of things are following up with the patients and saying, hey, you need to get in here. This is important.
Yep. Every year they come back for the high-risk clinic, and that's something that's very stressful for them. And we hold our breath when they're holding their breath, that they come in, they have their screening, and then they meet with Dr. Ryan after, and they get their results right away. They don't have to wait for that, and that's something that's very important for people who had breast cancer.
Anybody, yeah. Just waiting, just going home and wondering if you're getting a phone call, that's horrible. Yeah. It's really hard.
It is. Yeah.
So it's wonderful that you do that.
And Don, you wanted to talk about something that's new this year.
We visited last year in October, and since then we've started a new program through our Be Well Cancer Survivorship Program. It's called the Thrivers Club. We've been through it once already, and it's been amazing to be part of. And we have another group starting this month, and it focuses on taking care of ourselves or yourself after being diagnosed with breast cancer. There's a meeting about the birds and the bees after breast cancer, which I believe not a lot of people think about, but it does affect how you're feeling as a woman. Your intimacy, how comfortable you feel in intimate moments. It's a great program on that day. Dr. Ryan actually does the presentation. Mm-hmm. We also have a meeting on the role of nutrition and energy and healing. which focuses on your immune system and what type of diet and exercise can contribute to healing. Mm-hmm. We also have a fourth meeting, which this cycles every quarter, so we would love to have people attend anytime they have the capability. But we have another class that's called Be Well, Be Beautiful. And with this class, it focuses on how women go through so many physical changes during therapy, especially chemotherapy, the loss of hair, the dryness of skin, things like that. We actually have a licensed esthetician coming in and makeup artist who brings supplies and helps women learn how to be beautiful, how to make their eyelashes look pretty even though they may not have any, and draw in eyebrows. It's really a great program.
So this is something, and it's for all stages of women who are going through the process.
It's for every stage, mm-hmm. absolutely. People that are having radiation also are welcome. Anyone diagnosed, they're welcome to come, even if they don't have radiation and they don't have chemotherapy. I think it's a great program because you get to sit with other people who have been diagnosed, hear other stories, and know that you're not alone in feeling the emotions that you have.
Dawn, would you say that helps the mental fight as well? It helps them with keeping positive, staying positive, because if you've got that positive mental attitude, that helps with the rest of the, you know, the rest of it.
Absolutely. I've seen that work in the past with a couple of ladies who attended our last program. Someone who was very terrified came in and met a bunch of other women who were going through the same thing. And I really think it brought some light onto her situation, and she did wonderfully.
I think when you know, this, what helps is, like you said, boy, you know, I have this disease. It's me, all about me. And, you know, I'm the only one that can share my feelings or whatever. And to have somebody else there to be able to bounce things off of certainly must be a huge help.
It is a huge help, especially for women who are very independent and don't like to ask for help from family, from friends, from children. And you'll find that often that women come in and they feel like they're lost mm-hmm. because they don't know what to do and they want to stay strong, but they're feeling crappy.
Yeah.
So it's nice to talk to other people in the room who are going through the same thing and feeling the same way. And over the past, it's actually developed friendships outside of the group. So it's great.
Mm. So it's all about the Thrive Group. Now, also, you want to mention that there is a walk coming up.
Yes. We have our breast cancer walk on October 20th. It's at a new location this year. It's at the Northeast Delta Dental Stadium. I believe registration starts at 9 a.m. And we are walking as the Pinky Promise team, which that was our team last year, and mm-hmm. we did wonderfully.
Love that.
So if anyone's interested in signing up for our team, you can go to the Breast Cancer Walk website for Manchester and sign up with us.
Well, and wear your pink.
We definitely wear pink, right? A lot of pink that day, certainly.
It's a sea of pink, but it's very empowering.
Absolutely.
Yep. Yeah. Well, we certainly are very thankful for the nurse navigators that they have over at CMC. You people sound like you know, it's great to have you there.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, well, thanks for coming in and sharing.